As I've mentioned here at some point, my contract with Air America Radio is running out, and I'll likely head to Los Angeles soon. It's a sad story, but we thought we could spice it up, maybe tweak it a little on today's Morning's Edition Slander Minute. Here now, our slander correspondent, Ted Fields. Ted, what can you add to this story?
Well, Mark, I've spoken with reliable sources, and I've learned that Mark Maron is leaving Morning Sedition because he's fallen off the wagon again.
Wait, whoa.
Apparently,
what?
He snorted crushed diet pills the whole time he interviewed Chris Elliott.
What?
Mark Maron has isolated himself so much, only three people talk to him on a daily basis now. His wife, Mishnah, usually calls to say he's failed her. Mark Riley talks to him, of course, but only on the air. And featured player Jim Rohl calls once a day to ask if he has any job leads.
Ted, those are lies.
I don't think so.
They're lies.
I don't think so. I'm reading it right here, see? I've written it in pen, so it's true.
But wait, I'm Mark Maron, and I'm the subject of the story, so I know.
Who am I going to believe, Mark? You or my sources?
Me, Ted.
Wrong. And if you're wrong about that, how can I believe you on anything else?
What?
My sources also say Maron doesn't have to leave the show. They said management begged him to stay.
Oh, wait a minute.
But he demanded luxuries like a... Well, what does it say here? He demanded luxuries like a phone.
Now, come on. I did not demand my own phone from Air America. I mean, I'm not crazy.
I'm just saying what my sources said.
Oh, come on.
My sources also say Mark Maron is off work today because he's in jail.
Ted, I'm sitting right here in front of you.
Well, we'll have to agree to disagree on that.
This has been the Morning Sedition Slander Minute.
Apparently, Mark Maron chained a baby to a toilet.
With slander correspondent Ted Fields. Thank you, Ted. I really appreciate that.
You know, before we started the bit, Jim Earl asked me if it was okay if he sat in and made fart sounds through Barry's entire bit.
What's that?
Jim Earl wanted to sit in here and make fart sounds during your bit.
I said, is that going to be okay with Barry? He said, well, we go back to high school together, so.
Yeah, he could have done that.
That's what
I've known him long enough that I sort of unconsciously work everything I write around assuming Jim is somewhere nearby making fart
sounds. Use your fart sounds in your writing while you're writing it.
Somewhere nearby to create an obstacle for you, huh?
Yeah,
Barry?
Something like that. Just
hey, Barry.
All right, let's start the whole thing again.
This is
Mark, as apparently...
Hey, Barry, you suck.
So this is the beginning of what was known as the comedy team of Lank and Earl, ladies
and
gentlemen.
No, my friend, this is the end. What you're looking at right here.
Hey, Barry.
Yes, Jim.
All right. You know, Jim, Barry and I were just speaking in a relatively modern Jewish dialect. It was the, I ate too much over Thanksgiving. I can't.
Oh, no. Do you ever stop eating? No, I never stop eating. I got to chew something.
It's Brendan McDonald's 26th birthday today.
Really?
Yeah, Happy birthday, guys. Man.
Oh, my God.
And Kalo somehow arranged City Bakery. We brought in a bag of the damn butter rolls. And here I'm sweating butter from 3 days of turkey and stuffing and potatoes. You know what really pisses me off? Is I live with anorexics. You know, I have crazy people in my family.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about Brendan.
No, I'm not going to mention names, but I'm down there at Thanksgiving. She's like, what do we got to use real sugar for? It's like it's one day a year we can use real sugar. Not just a little sugar, but butter and sugar. And it went on for 3 days. I'm sweating butter. So Kayla brings in these to celebrate Brendan's birthday, which I already ate.
It was, by the way, it was a birthday pastry for Brendan, and Marius ate it.
So wait a minute. There's no birthday pastry left for Brendan?
No, he bought a bag of them. Didn't you?
Yeah, but he presented that one to me on a plate.
Yeah, exactly. but it's sitting here in the studio, man. What do you want from me? It's not a pastry. It's a butter sponge.
You can't leave food in front of a Jew. Right. What are you thinking?
You can cry all the fat out with the Towns Van Zandt lady.
Okay. It's a flour butter sponge. What, Jim? What?
It's 27 past the hour, Mark.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks.
I'm going to
Towns Van Zandt in a second. We'll talk about
I'll be glad when I'm done with him.